two-door classic.
Pierde la garganta, ¿ves?
Thank you, Barbara. But turning now to some of the more poignant moments here. Of course, how can this nation ever forget the start of today's parade as the Aaron Burr float made its way down Pennsylvania Avenue? Barbara, I know for you there were many moving moments. You'll pardon the alliteration. Perhaps you'd care to describe one or two of them to our viewers.
Well, the strangling of the bald eagle was it for me.
It was thrilling, and of course, the effigy burning. And now here's a contingent of our heroic POWs, many of whom spent years in prison in Hanoi courageously resisting the persistent efforts of their North Vietnamese captors to brainwash them into thinking that the United States is run by a tiny clique of criminals dominated by powerful business interests, bankrolled by huge monopolistic corporations, and working hand in glove with the CIA in a campaign of intrigue at home and abroad.
Jesus, why did they bomb?
Oh, I don't know, Barbara.
And now, the private enterprise entries in this great Impeachment Day parade. Tributes from the private sector to the man who searched out and rounded up every potential criminal in the country and put them all on the White House payroll.
Okay, and yes, the John Dean float seems to be a great favorite with the crowd. It's a giant papier-mâché rat. And oh, look at that, Barbara. High above the parade flies an enormous inflated dollar. And I believe that's a Goodyear contribution.
Here's an interesting float, Wallace. It's a huge telephone with a woman perched on top. That must be Martha Mitchell, huh?
Oh, wrong again, Barbara. It's the ITT entry, and that's Dita Beard up there, this year's Miss Memo.
Well, the parade seems to have reached the impeachment podium on the steps of the Capitol. But, Wallace, I wonder if you noticed, as I did, that all the floats were being pulled along by groups of very strong and, I should say, very attractive Negroes. That is, persons of the colored persuasion.
Yes, Barbara, some of them are very handsome. How about that third one from the left? And, of course, as you know, that was the ex-president's last wish. He felt it would conserve much-needed fuel during the energy crisis and give a new meaning to black power.
Turno para el catarro.
How you doing?